According to a report from Kaiser Health News, more than 70 hospitals in rural areas in the U.S. have closed in the past 6 years. And according to our next guest, a repeal of the Affordable Care Act could possibly lead to more closings and healthcare shortcomings in rural areas.
Joining us now is Jared Keller, a contributing editor at Pacific Standard Magazine, where he's written about this issue. Jared, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Let's start with this report from Kaiser Health News you cited in your reporting. Tell us about some of the recent trends of difficulties at rural hospitals and closings of some around the country.
So rural hospitals around the country, which are they're an essential organ for Americans who don't live in densely populated and primarily urban areas. They provide health care and really critical resources to around 62 million Americans in often poor rural communities. And in the last decade or so, even with the passage of the Affordable Care Act, they faced major declines just based on funding. The way in which the Affordable Care Act sort of diminished this decline and sort of staved off a rapid decline in these essential community health centers was by providing extra funding through a Medicare expansion. Through Medicaid expansion, rather. Without that, we're going to see rural hospitals continue to close at a rapid rate. I believe that nearly 700 are at risk currently, which is almost half of the number that meet the needs of those 62 million Americans.
Yeah, talk some more about how the Affordable Care Act may have been propping up some of these at-risk rural facilities, partly by funding the patients who go to them to be able to pay for it. Were there other parts of it?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the ACA's 340B drug discount plan, which provided more than 1,100 facilities with access to critical medications at a greatly reduced cost. But it wasn't just an issue of medications and an issue of what's actually available under the health insurance plans of those rural Americans. More a matter of physical plan. The additional funding would have allowed for upgrades to facilities, changes in operational procedure, better funding for essential technology like a CAT scan or an MRI. And those affect everyone, regardless of whether they've been able to take advantage of the benefits of the ACA or not. It's sort of the infrastructure of healthcare in these rural areas. And, you know, in order to really understand the significance of this is that if one rural hospital closes, that's maybe a couple extra hours drive for someone who doesn't live in a densely packed urban area. It affects everyone, regardless of whether they personally have benefited from state and federal exchanges or not.
Right. If an urban hospital closes, that's a problem, but there might be other options nearby. In a lot of rural areas, as I understand it, this might be the only game in town.
Exactly.
And in your article, you point to some other reporting out there about what happened in West Virginia when people in working class communities kind of embraced the Affordable Care Act and the funding that it provided. What happened there?
Yeah, you know, the example you're citing is described by The Atlantic's Dan Newkirk, who did a great job describing this in an article. And he talks about how in sort of coal miner country of Appalachia, the Affordable Care Act became essential in shoring up these collapsing rural health care systems. As you probably know, you know, coal miners or more blue-collar workers in rural areas tend to face much higher risk of obesity, of cancer, of lung issues, of circulatory issues, primarily because of the nature of their work. For West Virginia, it became a question of actually embracing what was politically seen as a very unpopular program, the expansion of a state exchange. And it ended up benefiting a significant portion of the population. People had to put sort of their political preconceived notions aside and actually look at the direct benefits they're receiving.
Talking to Jared Keller about a piece he wrote for Pacific Standard, looking at rural hospitals, key part of the healthcare systems in rural areas. A lot of them dealing with financial problems. 70 have closed in the last 6 years or so. And some reports find they may be more at risk after the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, which has provided some support for those hospitals. By the way, if this is an important part of your community, you can tweet us at Central Time WPR or send us a message on the Central Time Facebook page. And Jared, in your piece, you're making the case that, we saw in the elections this last year, rural voters turning out for Republicans, people who supported Affordable Care Act repeal, maybe ultimately hurting their own healthcare futures. You were making the case there.
Yeah, you know, I mean, there's a little bit of a trend of people who on paper are voting against their own interests. But in the case of rural hospitals, it sort of makes sense why that's not an immediately apparent risk. And while, you know, the rural hospital really is sort of the lifeblood of a rural community, you know, often people are thinking about their health insurance and their general healthcare infrastructure in terms of how much they have to pay in premiums a month. So while they're, you know, taking that into account, they're not necessarily seeing the damage that they're doing to a just sort of a public health option that really affects everyone, regardless of their insurance standing.
And rural hospitals, I imagine this is true for a lot of hospitals in general, as I understand it, have pretty tight margins. There's not a lot of wiggle room in their budgets.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, they're extremely fragile. I mean, they're constantly at risk. I mean, as I believe that there are around 2,000 that really provide access to healthcare options for those 62 million Americans. And while the ACA Medicaid expansion would have benefited, or the 340B drug program would have benefited maybe around half of them, you know, 700 hospitals remain at risk, and they could simply just drop off the face of the earth at any given moment.
And the Republican goal for at least a lot of Republicans in Congress has said we're going to repeal and replace. Do you think this issue of rural health care and rural hospitals is getting enough attention as that replace part is starting to be talked about?
I think to a certain extent. Based on President Trump's plan to replace the Affordable Care Act from sort of federal funding to block grants for states, sort of recognizes that states are really benefiting in terms of their healthcare infrastructure from Medicaid expansion. And the question really becomes whether it's the federal government or whether it's state governments that are making these assessments. So I think sort of the back of Republican lawmakers' heads, they recognize that they can't simply, you know, starve the beast because they'll end up starving their own constituents. Whether this actually plays out in the coming months is anyone's guess.
All right, Jared, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
We just talked to Jared Keller, contributing editor at Pacific Standard Magazine, looking at the closing of rural hospitals and how repealing the Affordable Care Act may impact this trend.